You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back for hour two on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember that song? I'm gonna turn my brown eyes blue. Or is that how it goes? Make my brown eyes blue. Anyway, surgeons can change the color of your eye now. This is some crazy, creepy stuff. I was always blue-eyed. But as you age, your eye colors start to lose a lot of its... check your radios, people. It doesn't have the brightness of the color. And you notice older people that are blue-eyed, their eyes get very, very light blue. You know, you just lose the deepness of the pigment, okay? But people are saying my eyes went from blue to now kind of blue-green. I didn't know my eyes were green. My mom has green eyes. I always thought I had eyes like my dad, blue, so my eyes are changing color. This is kind of creepy because I was always blue-eyed. I was born a blue-eyed blonde, then all the blonde hair fell out. Then brunette hair grew in. So then I was a brunette, and then my eyes started to change, and then I had to dye my hair blonde, and then I had to use contacts to make my eyes bluer. But it's easy now. You got a surgery that I think I would want to jump and do this sucker. This was pioneered by Dr. Kenneth Rosenthal of the Island Eye Surges Center in Long Island, New York. It's called an artificial iris implant. It involves inserting a thin medical-grade silicone implant into the eye to alter the appearance of the iris. The artificial iris implant can be used for cosmetic reasons, but it can also be used to treat some medical conditions called heterochromia. This is a pigment condition which causes a person to have one eye a different color than the other. Remember heterochromia in that X-Men movie with the girl who was the girl from Troy, but nobody realized she was the girl from Troy because in the Troy movie with Brad Pitt, she seemed a lot shorter and smaller, but then she looked really tall in the X-Men movie, but that was really the same woman? Her. No, she didn't. She was the one that got hit on. After he hit on the one with heterochromia. Good. Okay. Glad we settled that one. The procedure can also be used to restore sight. Apparently in 2011, it was used to treat Nathaniel Scholl, 17 years old, who had been partially blind since birth because he was born with congenita aniridia, which is absence of the irises. Following the treatment, he had near perfect vision. That's incredible. So you make a 2.8 millimeter incision in the cornea, and inserting a folded implant through it. Once inside the eye, the implant springs into shape, and then you could position it. Kind of like an IUD. Have you guys ever had an IUD inserted? Right? It's kind of plunged in there, and then it springs into position. Once it's inside the eye, oh, we talked about that, the implant's manufacturer, Bright Ocular, says it does not affect short or long sightedness, meaning people who require glasses still need to wear their spectacles after their operation. See, they call it spectacles. I don't call them spectacles. I call them glasses. All right? The surgery is considered safe, but you could, as a risk, get an infection, right? Now, they say the implants can very easily be removed. So if you do have an issue, all they have to do is use a local anesthetic. It takes about 15 minutes per eye. Remember getting your LASIK done, how fast that was? I was awake the whole time. I was awake the whole time. I was giggling. I was making jokes. They actually told me to stop making jokes because they said you're making, you know, everybody giggle. And you know, the laser is on computers, so just don't make anybody laugh. That was their way of saying your jokes aren't that funny. Shut up. But I like to think my jokes were so funny they were laughing so much. They gave me a Valium. I've never really taken a Valium, but they made me take before the late. They make everybody do it. I didn't want to. I said I don't need it, guys. But they're like, no. You're gonna have something touch your cornea. You know, you need to calm down. Even though they numb the eye by using drops, but they didn't have to give me an injection. Nothing. So they made me do a sublingual Valium before my LASIK, and I didn't really think it calmed me down or anything. But I was making jokes. I didn't think I was so funny. I was, so that's what it did. My husband said my jokes were funny, but that's because he's my husband. Bright Ocular says it takes between 1 to 2 months for the patient to fully recover, but they could go home the day of the treatment. Now, one patient, Chizu from Japan, says he's had, or she, is it a C or she or he, has had multiple procedures, and this was, I'm looking at this being done. Oh, my gosh, this is, like, way cool. I'm going to post this on my Facebook later because this is, like, this is really cool. So you guys could check this out. You know, it's interesting. Eye color and manipulating eye color. You know, some of us have this stigma that we feel when it comes to cosmetic surgery. And, you know, a lot of us, maybe we don't go through the whole cosmetic surgery, but we do a lot of things to alter what God gave us. I mean, how many of you have ever seen me without makeup? Okay, I never thought I would be very, quote-unquote, pro-cosmetic surgery. But if you saw what I look like without makeup, and then you saw what I look like with makeup, you'd be surprised why I don't actually go under the knife and try to have just a new face put on. So a lot of us, same thing with bras, okay? Many of our breasts, right, are below our waist. And the fact that we go through so much trouble wearing a bra, that's kind of cosmetic, even though it's not surgery. So before anybody gets up on their high horse saying, I can't believe you would do surgery and change what God gave you, you're already doing a lot. You're wearing clothes. God gave you a naked body. And what are you doing? You're wearing clothes. So, you know, get off your high horse. Now, are some of these procedures taken to too much of an extreme? Okay, I mean, personally, if you want to change your eye color, you can just very easily put in color contacts. All right, I mean, you know, to go through that surgery, you know. But, I mean, I can appreciate why people want to do that. Some people want to really feel like that's an issue. Now, I've told you guys, and this is something I discussed earlier, one sign of aging is the lightening of the iris color. So brown-eyed individuals look younger than blue-eyed, unless they enhance the blue color and make it more vibrant. That was the word I was looking for earlier, vibrant, but I didn't feel so vibrant this morning because I was tired, so I couldn't think of the word vibrant. So, for those of us concerned about the way we look in aging, you know, sometimes you could forego the facelift just by using the darker pigment contact. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have a report that a 911 dispatcher is under investigation after she told a patient or somebody calling to please hold because she was allegedly on her cell phone. Not good. Victim Bob Hill died in the 15 minutes it took the ambulance crew to get the address right. And allegedly, Shauna Justice was supervising a trainee at a dispatch office in Volusia County, Florida. I guess the call came through. She was training somebody, from Bob Hill. I'm not sure if it was the family member. The caller states the cross streets of his location. But I guess, okay, so let me walk you guys through this because I'm trying to see if he called himself. Apparently, Bob Hill was 58 years old and suffered a heart attack. He was playing a game of racquetball, okay? Apparently, while the subordinate, I guess, was on the 911 line, was entering the location, Miss Justice, Shauna Justice, who was in training, was using her cell phone. They said the subordinate was actually inputting the wrong address. The trainee accidentally sent the ambulance to a different rec center following miscommunication with the person reporting the emergency. 15 minutes passed before paramedics arrived at the scene. In the 911 call, the caller clearly states the cross streets of his location, but he unfortunately said the wrong name of the center. He misidentified Nova Community Center, which is in Ormond Beach, as the Ormond Rec Center. Instead of sending paramedics to the cross streets, the trainee dispatcher looked up Ormond Rec Center, sent units there. And I guess the dispatcher is heard guiding the caller through CPR, but almost 10 minutes passes before he realizes his mistake. This is scary stuff. He ends up dying. An internal review said Justice failed to properly supervise. It's believed had Justice not been looking at her phone, the proper address could have been identified. So again, you see that what happened is he was saying, it blows my mind that 911 operators would put so much on what was coming out of the person's mouth. Because think about it, if somebody is delirious, okay, they may say, I'm at my mom's. I mean, usually you're supposed to be able to tell from the location. I mean, that's what's so amazing about our 911 system. Apparently, Miss Justice did admit her mistake. She's very remorseful. Some people are blaming her for his death. We still have no idea. She is facing a 5-day suspension. She was given, dispatcher in training was given a written reprimand, etc. And so basically you see somebody there with a water bottle. You see the other person. I mean, you see what the call center looks like. Looks pretty clean. You see a couple water bottles, etc. But, we forget that these are humans. Okay? These are humans. And, you are assuming that your FAA or your, shall we say, like your air traffic controller, we're assuming your cops, your 911 operators, your surgeon, okay, are not being distracted by other things. But the truth of the matter is there are distractions. Okay? We all saw Breaking Bad, right? Yeah. Okay? There are distractions. Not that the air traffic controller was doing meth, it's just he was worried about his daughter. Right, and then he ended up not looking, and two planes crashed, and although there should have been other safety measures, that really hopefully wouldn't happen in real life, but still, and it's frustrating because if you are actually being attacked, or if you are, let's say, becoming hypoxic because of smoke inhalation, and you're trying to call something in, okay, you may not be able to coherently express where you are. So if he was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm here, I'm on Ormond or whatever, I see how the mistake could happen. All right. So I guess what we have to do is have 911 foolproof, where no matter what anybody says, you go to where the cross streets are. Now it's very interesting because when you look at the Amanda Berry call and what happened there, Amanda Berry had called saying, look, you got to come get me. This is what's going on. And the 911 operator immediately knew that she was not in the position where she claimed she was calling. So I think they know how to do this. But, I mean, don't assume that everything is automated. I mean, everybody's, do we trust automation over people? But I guess somebody training was looking at her cell phone. And, I don't think anybody should blame the death. All right, but could the death have been prevented? Maybe. It's something we're always going to ask ourselves. And, there is the chance that there is going to now be that lawsuit. Now, more 911 news. Apparently, a man had called 911 because his lover was snoring like a train. Yeah, this happened in Wisconsin. He said he didn't know how she got into his Wisconsin apartment. He dialed 911 saying he wants a female removed from his bed. Not sure how she got into his apartment. Then he changed his story saying he let her in, right? And she just went to bed and went to sleep. The unidentified woman was now, quote unquote, snoring like a train, and he wants her out. Apparently they drank together, had relations, and she fell asleep. Okay? Apparently the lover has sleep apnea. The lover. Okay? I don't even know if we could call them lovers anymore. Did have sleep apnea, and he had to sleep on the couch. Please don't utilize 911 for that. Please, okay? You got to cut our dispatchers, our cops, our paramedics, our fire department people some slack, okay? They got to deal with emergencies all the time. I am assuming cell phones are put away during proper surveillance time, okay? I don't think that's too much to ask, like what happened with the previous case. But then you guys got to cut them some slack. And also the butt dials. Remember we talked about butt dials where people's butt dials 911? I forgot how many million butt dials happened in New York City one year. Okay, these operators can't deal with that. I know some of you are like, well, if there's no one on the other line, well, think about it. Okay, if there's a bad guy in the room, you try to dial 911 so the cops could hear. Okay, you know, you're not going to be talking on the other line. The problem is you got to really make sure to mute the sucker. Because I could see the 911 operator going, hello, hello, this is 911, hello. You're like, shh. Scary stuff. All right, sleep apnea. Seeing people kicked out of a bed, and we're talking married couples, or seeing people forced to sleep in another side of the room, I don't think we really give the attention to sleep apnea like we should. Yeah, you and I talk about it a lot. But if you find that you can't stand sleeping next to your partner in bed because they make too much noise when they sleep, they probably have sleep apnea. And you need to tell them to get them checked out. And I know some of you are thinking, well, you know, if we don't get checked out, then they'll be leaving us soon enough. No, no. Okay, you're still married to them. You got to make sure they're healthy. So one sign of sleep apnea is you cannot handle sleeping next to them. Get them checked out. Okay, now this is very interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, you could zap a smoker's brain with magnetic pulses to help them quit smoking. I got to tell you, these shock treatments are going to become more and more in favor as we go through Obamacare, if you guys haven't noticed that yet. They say repeated use of a high-frequency magnet to stimulate the brain helps some smokers quit for up to 6 months after treatment. This is according to an Israeli study. Oh, it's about... The smokers had already tried a range of treatments like patches, psychotherapy, raising hopes that brain stimulation could be an effective alternative for those who had so far failed to kick the habit. Abraham Zanjan of Ben-Gurion University apparently presented this, okay? And they said more than half of the smokers were given these high-frequency magnetic pulses. And half of the smokers that were given them quit. More than a third still abstained 6 months on from smoking. Now, you know, the one thing that's very interesting is many smokers want to quit. They just can't. Apparently, they looked at 115 heavy smokers between age 21 and 70. They were interested in quitting but had failed to do so. So these are people that really, really want to. That's why you got to cut some of our smokers some slack. Okay? It's not that easy to quit smoking. I'm not a smoker, so I can't even comprehend what nicotine addiction could be. But it's still an addiction. And it's not that easy for people to quit. You know, I mean, think about it. You know, how many of you guys put off dieting because you can't function at work or go through your day in the state of dieting? Well, imagine that tenfold for a smoker trying to quit smoking. They split the smokers up into three groups using transcranial magnetic stimulation on some low frequency of that, okay, and then placebo. And apparently they stimulate the prefrontal cortex and the insula, which are kind of dealt with nicotine addiction. And they found that nearly half gave up smoking after the 13-day course. This is pretty damn cool. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. You know, this is interesting. I caught this headline. The 50 bad habits that we just can't give up. Okay, they're talking about fast food, Facebook, swearing, iPads, reality TV, etc. All right, and it doesn't necessarily have to mean these are bad habits, but these are things we just can't give up. You know, we were just talking about smoking cessation and using magnetic impulses to help people stop smoking. Hopefully these things are safe, not causing seizure disorder or any sort of brain inflammation, but from what we understand, the insulin, the prefrontal cortex are pretty protected, so it's kind of an interesting type of thing. So this caught my eye. Now, mind you, this is written out of England. So it's very interesting to see, even though many of these things relate to us, it's kind of an interesting list, okay? Number one is the 50 things Brits can't give up, okay? One is smoking. Now, I don't know if the list would be different in America, but I think, you know, we know that in Europe they seem to smoke more than in America, but they're cutting back. Number two was swearing. Number three was picking nose. Now, we've never really talked about nose picking. Is nose picking actually something normal people do? I mean, we've talked about farts. Those are natural. I mean, you can only do so much with that. I mean, that's a natural function. But is picking noses a natural function? Now, as a doctor, I've told people not to pick their nose, especially when they come into the ER bleeding from a nosebleed. And I have to tell them to not pick their nose, you know, because they just had to put cocaine in a tampon up in your nose. That's really what you had to do. You had to shoot cocaine into a tampon up in their nose to stop the bleeding. Life-threatening nosebleeds. So I've told people not to pick their nose. But do some people really, I mean, do you have to kind of pick your nose, just like do you sometimes have to clean your ears? Actually, some people do, so we'll talk about that a little bit. Biting fingernails, coffee, something that people can't give up, addictive habits, where they're talking about tea, I could give up tea, that's easy for me, except unless it's Long Island. Reality television, I hope not, because if we get our reality TV show, I'm going to want you all to watch. Fast food, people can't give up, alcohol, comfort shopping, credit cards, Facebook, Twitter comes after Facebook, Google comes after all of them, and number 14, the gym, people can't, good, don't stop the gym. Sugar, chocolate came in number 17, soda, iPad, smartphones, then came meat, can't give up meat, I hear ya. Video games, cracking your knuckles. That's one. Speaking with our mouths full is a bad habit. Yeah, don't speak with your mouth full. I always tell my kids to shut up and eat. Talking to yourself. I always talk to myself. Poor Don. I sit there and I talk to myself on my break. He's like, huh, what? Were you talking to me? I'm like, no, I'm just talking to myself. He's probably like, what's going on? But I always do because when I verbalize, I remember it. You know, like I got to give a talk tonight at the Las Vegas Town Hall meeting and I'm going to forget. I'm going to come home, I'm going to get into my pajamas, I'm going to watch the X Factor, I'm going to reruns, I'm going to totally forget. So I say it out loud. Use of American English. Is that interesting that this would be on the British list? That this is a quote-unquote bad habit you can't break? Use of American English? Do they not, what's wrong with the way we talk? Well, I talk nice. Nicely. See, I know they use bloody. They use spot. They use row. You know, there's a lot of words they use. And so, like fizzy drink. They don't call it soda pop. I call it soda pop. I guess you all call it carbonated beverages now. But in British, they call it fizzy drinks. So use of American English is a habit people can't break. Sex. Having a childhood toy. Boiled sweets. Do they boil their sweets? No. Give me my sweets. I've never been to England, but if I ever go, please let me eat the sweets without you boiling it. My guess is a boiled sweet is something else, but I'm looking at a picture and they look good. Bread, people can't give up. Pasta, dairy, picking your teeth in public. Okay, no. Again, that's an American thing because we invented the toothpick. Did we invent the toothpick? I want to look that up. All right, I love my toothpick. Put me in a cowboy hat, let me ride the truck, have my toothpick. I'm a happy girl. I need my toothpicks. I love my toothpicks. Then you spit them out when they're all soggy. People will not give up shaving, clubbing, supporting a football team, women's maiden names. I was okay. I took my husband's name. Humming to yourself, dyeing your hair, I'll never give that up. Tattoos, piercing, pets, I'm not going to give up my pets. Salt, tomato ketchup. I could eat ketchup. Working. Well, of course you can't give up working. Chewing gum, biting the ends of your pens. I bite pencils. I love biting pencils. But the only reason why I stopped biting pencils is because I don't have pencils at work. But I would, and a mechanical pencil doesn't really give you the same satisfaction as biting a pencil that you could sink your teeth into. Licking the spoon when baking. I love that. Road rage. People can't give up. And then extravagant spending. Okay. Excuse me. So these are habits that people can't give up. Working. Yeah, please don't give that up. Please work because we don't have enough subsidies. But nose picking. All right. Many of you have asked. You go, look, Dahlia, I got the crusties in there. Okay, listen, we live in a society where you cannot have any boogies sitting there in your nose. Excuse me. And if you cannot blow that boogie out, booger, you're going to have to extract it somehow. Okay? Yesterday I had to do an interview for Fox 5. I had to do a booger check. Luckily there was nothing to take out. But booger checks are extremely important. How many of you guys come home and you realize a booger was there the whole time and nobody told you? Which, by the way, can we as Americans all now make a pact that will tell each other if there's food in our teeth, if there's a booger, if our fly is open? Can you please do that? Because I am sick and tired of coming home noticing that. Anyway, but sometimes you do have to extract things, just like with earwax. Sometimes the earwax is so built up that we doctors have to flush it. Now, we tell people to leave themselves alone because we don't think the average human can handle their own orifice. And we have to handle it. I mean, remember, that's why we doctors are in business. Okay? We got the dentist, we got the gynecologist, we got the proctologist, we got the ear doctors, nose, throat doctors, okay? You know, we are a medical system that thrives on the orifice. So we need orifici. Urologist, okay? So, very important for us. But sometimes you can get into trouble picking your nose. So the medical community kind of agrees, roughly, on you avoiding your own nose picks. But we do understand if a hanky or a Kleenex doesn't do the job. Or if your nose is really, really running and then the finger slips through the wet Kleenex and then it looks like you picked your nose. So you got to be careful with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, let's go a little farther away from the U.S. and go to Russia. Apparently, a vending machine has been set up in one of Moscow's subway stations that allows you to get a free subway ticket. We're not talking about the subway food chain. We're talking about a subway ticket if you do squats. The city officials offer a free travel ticket to anyone who does 30 squats. This is to promote fitness and sports. According to Liza Zaratkova, she says, it is exciting. I don't do enough sports during the day. I don't move a lot. And here you can do gymnastics. She won a free ticket after doing 30 squats. If you do that squatting regularly, you will strengthen the musculoskeletal system, according to Russian Olympic medal champion Alexei Nemov. All right? Every footstep, they say, gives you 2 seconds of life. According to him, he says, so the more you go, the more you move, the more you will live. This is a fact. I like that idea. Every footstep gives you 2 seconds of life. I like that. I like that a lot. This initiative is being carried out by the Russian Olympic Committee for the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, which will last a month. I cannot wait for the Olympics. I cannot wait. So, squats, very good in terms of activity. The problem is if you have knees like me, you can't do the squat thing because my knees won't let it happen. Now, somebody can say, well, Dolly, if you have bad knees, you're going to have trouble staying fit. Well, I could still do treadmill. So I still walk and I could run on a treadmill. But the squat thing is tough. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network and Don for work on the dial. So President Obama's approval rating has now hit an all-time low in a poll, as I guess only 39% of the country think Obama's doing a good job. Okay? So we got male, female, old, young, rich, poor. From what we understand, everybody disapproves. According to Daily Mail, this is the same approval rating as President George Bush had at the same time his second term. This poll comes from Quinnipiac University. 54% of Americans disapprove of President Obama's job performance, while only 39% approve. This is all across the board. Now, well, I mean, Nobody's gloating right now. When it comes to this with the health care, we're all sad. We're all pretty somber. You know, tonight I'm going to be speaking at one of the town hall groups meetings tonight. Usually standing room only on what to do. Now, I don't want to just sit there and complain and yell and go, I told you so. What do we do? And the reason why, you know, Obama's approval has dropped is because now people who thought they weren't going to be as affected by Obamacare are being told you're losing your health insurance. And you now have to buy something a lot more expensive with a lot less product is now hitting a lot of us. True, a lot of you guys are going to qualify for subsidies, and if you get them, have at them. You might as well. But those of us that don't qualify for subsidies, or even if you do qualify for subsidies and don't pay for the whole thing, this is a pain in the butt. You know, and we talked about this. You know, whenever anybody, a critic brings up going, look, you guys all complained about Medicare back in the 60s and Social Security back in the 40s, and now we love these programs. The big difference is those programs didn't get up in our face like Obamacare is. Okay, I got a lot of crap to handle at the end of this year. I got to figure out in this recession what I could, you know, spare for bonuses, what I could do to make sure that I'm still being able to see a lot of people even though they can't pay me, right? Trying to figure out how to keep my doors open. I want to give, you know, my family a decent holiday if I can. Send my nieces and nephews something because when times are tough, you know, it's hard and everybody's kind of having a smaller holiday. I don't really want to have to worry about healthcare right now like most of America. Yet we are. Because if we are losing our health insurance, we only have weeks to get this straightened out. And the healthcare website is just one of the problems. And so, you know, nobody's gloating. Okay, we're kind of scared. Now, ex-President Bill Clinton, former president, okay, speaks out, and he actually said the president should honor the commitment the federal government made to those people and let them keep what they've got. Clinton said in an interview at OZY.com discussing Obamacare and people losing their health insurance. Kind of interesting that here comes Slick Willie, right? You know, and now he gives a little bit of a jab. Well, of course, Hillary's going to be running. Kind of makes you wonder, are they going to distance themselves from Obamacare or not? Now, Bill Clinton defended the law, saying we're better off with this program than we are without it. Now, I don't know yet. None of us are seeing that yet. Okay, the whole pre-existing condition clause is a nice one. All right, but if the insurance companies don't get enough healthy people paying into the system, this isn't going to work. So I don't see how we're better off right now. Right now, many of us are scrambling. And some of people say, Dolly, it's not a big deal. Just find a real cheap plan. Insurance stinks anyway. It's going to pot. Quit complaining. Well, I don't know because, see, I'm older than I was last year. We all are. Okay? There's some things I've been putting off. Remember I told you don't put off tomorrow what you can do today? Remember I said get your knee replacements now? Get your hysterectomy now? This stinks. This really stinks. Now, again, it is very interesting to see what's happening with Bill Clinton because, you know, I think many of us feel that Hillary Clinton is going to run and possibly has a good chance of winning. So is he doing this to show, because there's always a motive, okay? I mean, because that's a pretty heavy statement, saying the president should basically back what he said. No more lying. Okay, you know, he offered to help, you know, let us keep our insurance. He needs to stick with it. Okay, so he's saying that. So why is he saying that? Is he trying to tell us, look, don't associate Hillary with Obama. Hillary is going to want to make sure we get our health insurance. All right, but to please the Democrats, they have to keep Obamacare. I mean, how else? If you were a political strategist and you were Hillary, what would you do? Well, you still need Democratic support, so you're still going to be pro-Obamacare, but you're going to be against anything negative about it, you see? And that's how it looks like they're going to start playing with it. So, of course, Hillary Clinton's not saying anything. She doesn't have to. When Bill talks, everybody listens, you know? And you know, many of you said, look, you know, Hillary is no Bill. A lot of you liked Bill Clinton. When I was in college, I voted for Bill, you know, and the wife is not the husband. All right. I mean, look, I'm just as concerned also. We got the economy. We got our healthcare system in a mess. We got Medicare in a mess. We got Social Security in a mess. I'm going to vote for the person that I think can handle it. Okay? If Hillary Clinton could have handled Benghazi, that was a big cluster. I don't have any confidence in her handling our country. I really don't. And so I'm nervous. Okay? Do I think a Republican candidate would do better? I don't know. I don't know if anybody could fix this country. I really don't. So, it's very interesting to see now what the Clintons are going to do. Now, they got to be careful of their promises, too. You can't sit here and promise that you are going to make sure we all get our health insurance. Okay, you can't, because how do you tell a company, because right now I'm being quoted $700 a month with a $6,500 deductible per year. How do you, right, how do you ask an insurance company to take that back down to $300? I don't think they're going to do it. Whoever is healthy, putting money into the system, and they know it's going to be few and far between, they are going to squeeze us for all we got. And you could say, but the insurance companies are going to get subsidies from the government. Do you think they're going to get 100% of the money they're due? That's the problem with Medicare and Medicaid. Doctors don't get paid on all the claims. So, this is a mess. Now, some good news. Gas is now under $3 a gallon. They say gas prices should be falling. 8 states now able to have gas at under $3 a gallon. Prices have been dropping every day, according to AAA. 6 states closely falling before the 3 mark soon. Apparently, it's because of the cheap crude we're getting from Canada and North Dakota. Go North Dakota. Right now, Missouri, $2.84. Oklahoma, $2.87. Arkansas, $2.91. Texas, $2.92. Kansas, $2.93. Louisiana, $2.96. New Mexico, $2.97. And Mississippi, $2.99.5. Which means almost $3. So they did it. All right. I live in Nevada. No, we're still seeing the pumps high. But gas prices are going down, guys. That's a plus. Okay. So we do have some good news. Every now and then we get some good news. Let me see what else. We talked about the new cholesterol treatment. The first hour we talked about a lot. We talked about how there's new guidelines now when it comes to cholesterol medication. Many of us may actually qualify it even if we don't have high cholesterol. Something to think about, something to talk to your doctor about. They talked about bariatric surgery, depending on your BMI. These guidelines are also talking about how we should have new dietary guidelines. No beef. That you could get 6 ounces of poultry or fish a day, 4 to 5 groups of fruit, 4 to 5 groups of vegetables, 6 whole grains a day, nuts. You got to have nuts every week, a few times a week. Cut your milk to completely low fat or non fat, a couple times a day. So we got these new guidelines, and pretty cool. But I mean, you're stuffing your face with fruit and vegetables all day long, so you don't eat anything else. Makes sense. All right, guys. Cannot wait to talk to you again tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down
in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.